a warning about fake Adderall that could be dangerous. The Food and Drug Administration says people got the fake pills after trying to buy the real thing online. So how can you protect your family?
Reuters health reporter Anna Yukananov joins us now. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what do we know about this case, and what should people be looking for if they're buying Adderall online?
Sure. Well, basically, Teva found out about the problem. That's the company that makes Adderall, because one customer noticed that there were misspellings on the package of Adderall that they bought from an online pharmacy. They misspelled Adderall, I think, as one of them.
Huh. Now, we understand there could be a shortage of the drug, right? And people can't necessarily buy it through a local pharmacy. If that's the case, how else can they get it safely?
I mean, usually they can come to the manufacturers. There's a few of them, Teva and Core Pharma and Sandoz. And they can ask them, you know, maybe there's other pharmacies in the area that'll have supplies. They usually say if you try to go online to buy something, there's no guarantee it's going to be safe.
Right. Now, a parent gets packaging. Adderall is misspelled, so there's a giant red flag. But what if someone doesn't notice? Has there been testing on the particular pills that came in bad labeling?
Yeah, actually, the FDA borrowed a few and found out that instead of having the regular amphetamine salts that are kind of the stimulant in Adderall, it just had some painkiller. So it's, you know, maybe that's also useful, but not exactly what you need.
And what about other possible effects if you come across fake Adderall and you take it?
They haven't gotten any reports about unsafe effects at the moment, but I guess if people find out anything, they should tell the companies, because that's really how we know about this.
Well, we're all talking about Adderall, of course, because it affects a lot of us or our children. And we mentioned there's a shortage of this drug, but there are a lot of drugs that are sold online or in different places that are fake. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, online pharmacies, some of them are accredited, but some of them are not. And usually the drug companies will tell you if you're trying to get a drug and they don't ask for a prescription, that's usually a good sign that something is not right. But people sometimes may turn to online pharmacies to try to get a drug that they can't find or to try to get it for cheaper. But they just have to be careful to make sure it's the right, you know, prescription.
Anna, thanks for helping us out on this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Anna Yukananov is with Reuters News Agency.